December 28, 2006, interview with Frank E. Cummings III in Long Beach, California. Frank, could you state your name for us?
Frank E. Cummings III.
And could you tell us when and where you were born and give us a little bit of your family history and background?
I was born in Los Angeles, specifically an area called Watts, which is in the Compton Willowbrook area, which is a predominantly African-American or black community. But shortly after that, we moved to more toward the central Los Angeles, where I went to public schools. But public school was difficult because at the age of two or three, I believe it was, I was diagnosed with asthma. A great deal of difficulty breathing. I couldn't get involved in physical activities. And as a result, I spent a lot of time at home just breathing. The resulting was that I missed a lot of school. So it took me longer to go through the elementary school system than it did the normal students. So by the time I graduated high school, I was probably 2.5, almost 3 years older than the rest of the students. My father worked very hard in construction, and I watched him a lot. He loved fishing and hunting in his spare time, what little spare time he did have, but his hobby, his passion at that time was building, designing and building model airplanes. And I watched him a lot and actually got involved in building model airplanes myself. I think that was the beginning of where I am now, taking raw materials, sticks and glue and paper, and building into something that actually functioned. My father was so good at it that in 1948, he became national champion, and the first prize was a real airplane. And he had set numerous national records in many different categories. And following in his footsteps in 1954, I was in a contest and established an endurance record in a junior category, which stands today.
Endurance record for what?
For a model airplane that I built that stayed up for a very long time, which was something like 24, 25 minutes. I don't remember the exact time. But along the same vein, I had the urge to fly. So I actually went through pilot training and got my, did the solo and all that sort of stuff, which is sort of, it's directly connected with my father because that's what he did. He didn't keep his airplane very long because it was very, very expensive. And we simply couldn't afford it. So I believe he kept that airplane for 3 or 4 years.
And how old were you, Frank, when you set the endurance record and when you learned to fly?
Oh, I set the endurance record when I was about 14. And I learned to fly, I learned to fly around 1993. So I was 50-something, or rather. It was a long time. But the art aspects of what I do didn't come until much, much later.
So you don't think that you wouldn't say that you had a driving ambition when you were a young boy to be an artist, but that you had an inclination to work with your hands and to manipulate and to figure out complex constructions.
That's right. But it came almost naturally. When I was very young, I would, if I found an old clock in the trash can, I would take it apart and rebuild it and made it do something different. I actually built a ham operator transmitter from scratch, and it